Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the High Priestess, and this one comes to us from an artist called Sonia Kuznetsova. I think I said that correctly. I do not know if it is part of a deck in progress, but should I find out, I will be sure to tell you. I really like the image portrayed in this card. It has a rather happy feel to it, doesn't it? Now, I don't know why, but, you know, it's probably because I keep hearing it in the background some days on the TV. But I keep hearing that music. Every little thing is going to be all right. And do I truly believe that? No, not in the sense of being problem-free, all right, or things going exactly as we wish they would. But there's a knowing that's going on here, right? Like, I knew it. I knew it was going to happen. So there's definitely something taking place today. We have the sun continuing in the sign of Leo. Not much longer to go now before it moves on to Virgo. And we also have Venus there. And today we have a Taurus moon. The Taurus moon is going to square Venus. All that creativity that Leo wants to bring in, it's just, right? You might not be happy with your results. I would say if you can find other things to focus on, you may be better off. It's just the way it is sometimes. And, you know, it's not necessarily a good time for getting along with other people. Mostly women. All right. So just, you know, be careful in that area. Yeah, it's like that knowing is there. Now, we did have yesterday, and I think this is important to remember, Mercury's in home sign of Virgo, and it was trying Uranus and Taurus. That energy is still in play. Boy, you know, organizational, practical flashes of insight. Yeah, we talked about that, I think, with the Tower card, I believe, was yesterday. Now, tomorrow we have another major aspect coming up between Venus and Leo and Jupiter and Aries, and they will be trining. And this may very well be why our High Priestess looks so happy, so content. You know, something is putting a smile on her face. And I'm going to read you what I have on my calendar of planetary events. If you've ever checked it out, it's over on my website, tarotbycecilia.com. And I tell you all the major aspects that are happening every day, as well as new and full moon, etc. And it says, this is one of the most favorable transits, bringing an abundance of good cheer, optimism, love, and good fortune. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to be yourself. Go ahead, see who it attracts. You will never know until you give it a try, as it is such a feel-good vibe. While Venus is trying Jupiter, dating, shopping, and socializing are favored. Even if something offered at this time is not what you had on your radar, do not turn it down simply because it does not fit with your agenda. It may turn out to be the most perfect choice you ever made. So, yeah, our all-knowing, all-seeing High Priestess is definitely, she's got something going on here today. And I think you should rely upon her and, you know, listen to that inner voice, because that Venus-Jupiter trine is in play and it's going to help you immensely. When, you know, Venus is love and money, Jupiter has a way of bringing the right people at the right time. Sometimes it takes 6 months, up to 6 months, before we see the results of that initial contact. But let me tell you, you know, a feel-good energy with a card which definitely feels good. Something is going on. The thing is, will you be able to see what it is? I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.